Good morning. Thanks for joining me. Today's download is about the meme we've all seen. Promote what you love versus bashing what you hate. I agree 100%. I could talk about all the things I love forever. I could talk about sacred geometry, if you've ever been to my class, forever. I could talk about Star Wars. I could talk about Legos. I could talk about snowboarding. I could talk about music. I could talk about anything, camping, survival skills, doing kung fu in the garage forever. Now, bashing what I hate. First of all, hate's a strong word. For me, I would rather swear. I'll swear in front of my kids before I use the word hate. Why? Because saying shit and the F word sometimes is necessary. And sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's unnecessary. The word hate is only necessary to me to hate somebody. If that person tried to murder my family, then I think I would be well within my rights to hate them. Now, that still doesn't make it a constructive energy, right? It's not something you want to walk around with. Why? Because it's corrosive. It's something that'll destroy you probably before it will them. So with that being said, bashing what I hate, there has to be an in-between. Because the same people that will post this meme will also argue many times that there is a balance between light and dark, and that there is a function between light and dark and positive and negative energy, and that life is a spectrum. So, what if we did both? And instead of bashing what we hated, we just talked about what we don't like. We talked about the problems in the world that need to change. So then you can promote what you love and you can talk about the things that need to change. We can be aware, but to just not talk about it at all. You don't have to bash it. You don't have to hate it. But to not talk about it promotes ignorance. And this is why. Who was it that said, was it Eisenhower? He said, all that we need for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Why? Because the dark side is corrosive. If you take something valuable and put it in a vat of acid and go away and come back tomorrow, it won't be there. That's the problem with like Nazis. We just thought they were gone after 1945 and we just pretty much ignored them. And here they come. Here they are again. I don't have to hate them. I don't have to bash them. I don't have to tolerate them either. There is an in-between. And yes, positive and negative energy do have a purpose. Negative energy teaches us something. Oftentimes it teaches us how not to act. It teaches us how not to let our children act. It teaches us not to let our ego indulge, right? Our ego can identify some things, but to indulge in it often pulls us into it so deep and so far that like we don't know where we are anymore and we're just like stuck in the darkness. So, promote what you love, identify what you think needs to change, and then that way we have a balance between positivity and not putting up with stuff that we should be putting up with. Because there is a paradox called the tolerant intolerance? Yes, tolerating people that are intolerant, namely of other races or genders. To tolerate those people is to condone it, is to allow it to happen. And in some cases, we're promoting it. We're just letting it flourish. So we can tolerate everybody. We can tolerate 98% of the population. That's pretty good. And still be intolerant to Nazis and fascists. And no, we're not perfect. Is that discrimination? Absolutely. That's the best kind of discrimination. To discriminate against those who do promote hate, that live in it, that love it, that promote it, that spread it like gonorrhea. Yes. That's a good balance though. That's a percentage I can live with. There you go. That was my download. Have a great Monday and a happy new year if we don't talk again. Here's to tolerance and promoting what we love. Oh, and then I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff I love this week. All right, peace.